Hey friends, and welcome to another Wayfinders Church podcast. Wayfinders Church, we want people to find life. We believe that happens in a few key ways. And this holiday season, we want more than ever it to be a season where you are living life to the fullest, that there is an upper tier of existing where you can, by loving someone else and serving our cities, getting outside of yourself, have something happen to you that will ultimately transform you. We want to invite people into participation with us in city groups because we are better together, and when we do real life together in community, something opens us up in that process. And then finally, we want to live the story. We want to tell the stories of what God is up to. And that's how we hear the truth. That's how we care for one another. And we're so excited. We have a couple of previews coming up in January on the 8th and the 22nd, a serve weekend, the 29th and 30th of January. And then finally, the big kahuna, the big one, ladies and gentlemen, it's finally here. February 12 is launch day. We'll be launching city groups. We'll be launching our weekly weekend worship experience. And so we're just so pumped. God is good. And in this Christmas season, I'd like to explore a little bit with you. We've been talking about these three pillars, or these three kind of paramount passages, three sets of scriptures that are kind of foundational for us as people. And we looked at Galatians chapter 5, and today we're going to look at 1 John 4. And you'll start to begin to notice a theme that this has a lot to do with love, because at the core of the Christian tradition is this idea that God is love. And one of the major hang-ups that our society, our world has today is that when we look at a lot of people who call themselves Christians, they don't seem very loving. They don't seem very caring or accepting of other people. And so a lot of people's experiences in the church they've been burned. They've been judged. They've been, instead of embraced and sought for redemption, they've been shunned, mistreated. And this is a reality for a lot of folks. And if you are one of those people, let me say I'm sorry. You know, Wayfinders, we say we're sorry, but we also know that, you know, Jesus said it in Matthew that he didn't come, you know, to save the righteous. He came to be a hospital for the sinners, and so we don't think any perfect people are allowed. We think that the church should be the church for the rest of us, the people who don't have all the answers, that are trying to figure this out. And this passage in 1 John 4 is such a beautiful expression of how we can figure it out. So I'm just going to read it, and then we're going to talk about a couple of moments in it. And it's a big set of scripture, so if you're not used to hearing scripture, we've never done this on the podcast, so I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to do it, and you can give me feedback later. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God, but anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed us how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. And God has given us his Spirit as proof that we live in him and he in us. Furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world, and all who declare that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. We know how much God loves us, and when we have put our trust in his love, God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid of the day of judgment, for we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we were afraid, it is fear of punishment, and this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. We love each other because he first loved us. If someone says, "I love God," but hates a fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people, we can see. How can we love God whom we cannot see? And he has given us this command: those who love God must also love their fellow believers. Okay, that is a big passage with lots and lots of stuff that I want to break into. But I want to start with this. For so many of us, religion, the whole religious system, the whole idea of God being appeased, that he's an angry God who needed some sort of vengeance or vindication or some sort of offering or some sort of, some sort of appeasement, it just doesn't sit well. And for a lot of us, it's really, really difficult. And what I want to get across from this is that we don't live for God's approval. We live from his approval. Do you see, when God saw Jesus coming up out of the water, right, when he was baptized, what does he say? He says, "That's my boy, in whom I'm well pleased." And Jesus is saying the same thing over us. These are my kids, in whom I'm well pleased. There's this whole other thing that that faith in Jesus or faith in God has to do with behavior modification. Like, I just have to know the rules, I have to keep all the rules, all those things. And this passage puts that to rest and says, no. You don't, it's not, I mean, it is about what you do, but it's not about the rules. It's about your motive. It's about the thing behind it. You see, because we belong before we believe. We believe before we become. And we become before we behave. And that's really an important distinction to get. So as we jump into this, here are some really, really cool things that stand out. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to take away our sins. Love erases sins. I've had to endure the movie Frozen like a million times with my kids. And I love it, and I can quote it by line, and I can sing all the songs, and if it came on in a store, I would start belting out let it go with everybody else, because it's awesome. But one of the things that the creators of Frozen really got right was at the end, love will thaw, right? Love will thaw. Real love says, I'm going to go to extravagant lengths to care for someone who doesn't deserve it. And this passage is so clear. It says that God is love, and anyone who loves is a child of God. And if we are children of God, he is saying, that's my boy, that's my girl, that's my kid in whom I am well pleased. And so we get to love, we get to live not for his approval, but from his approval. And it changes the reality of our identities. And so for so many people, a hang up with church is that God is far removed and he needs to be appeased, and I just have to keep all the rules and I have to do all the right things. And this is the opposite of that. This is, that's my boy, that's my girl, and I'm going to show you. I'm going to go to extreme lengths. And then there's this crazy line in verse 12 of 1 John 4. It says, no one has ever seen God. But if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. Now, I love this verse. There's so much wrapped up in this, and we don't have enough time to get into all of it. Like, for instance, the argument of, has anyone ever seen God? Well, if John really wrote this, didn't John like walk around with Jesus? Okay. And if John walked around with Jesus and called himself the disciple that Jesus loved, wouldn't he be able to say, I've seen God? Moses sees God on the mountain, right? And then he comes down off the mountain and his face is glowing because he's been talking with God. So for that line, just in that, in general, the writer here is saying, no, it doesn't, like, no one's actually ever seen God. But if we love each other, God lives in us and his love is brought to full expression within us. In other words, we create the reality that people experience God in. There's a philosopher that said, you know, God has no hands or feet, but ours. So if you have been turned off by people that have called themselves Christians, yeah. Because if they weren't loving, they weren't bringing God's expression to the forefront of who we are. But the cool thing is that we have the ability to move past our sins, to move past our selfishness. The good news is that we can grow and become, because we belong first and we believe that we have hope, and then we become the person, the child that God has in mind. So I want to encourage you that this is foundational, that you get to be the expression of God that people meet. And then check it. It says, God has given us his Spirit as proof that we live in him and he in us. We have this value system that says, Christ in you, now go. Christ in you, now go. God has given you his Spirit, and we live in him, and he lives in us. In other words, this is getting into some deeper theology that we'll have to unpack in another episode. But there's this word for the triune God, or a description of the Trinity that's the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, called perichoresis, and it literally means divine dance. It's like the way that you understand God, the Godhead, the Trinity, is that they are three things in some sort of dance with each other. That God is creatively and ongoingly loving the Son through the Holy Spirit, and the Son is reciprocating that love in infinitely brand new and creative ways. And so there's this ongoing dance of love being showered and reciprocated, and it creates true community. And the whole idea of Him living in us and us in Him is that we get to join the dance. We get to join the dance. And so you actually have Christ in you. And so when people say, that Christ told me to do this, and they go to extravagant lengths to buy groceries for their neighbor, or they show up unannounced and serve beside someone for no reason other than they love them. Yeah, that is the Christ consciousness, the Spirit of God making His way in your life. And that's declaring that Jesus is the Son of God living in them, in you. So if you put your trust in His love, you live in God, and God lives in you. And as you live in God, your love grows more perfect. You see, friends, when you live from God's approval, when you understand that you house the very Spirit of God, when you understand that the invitation of love is an invitation to join the dance, that the good news is that there is more for you and me to take away our sins, to elevate to an eternal way of living, a living that is so beyond the scope and nature of this world. It is a really rich existence. So now, I turn to Christmas, because we are in a season of love, joy, peace, and hope. Maybe for you, you've struggled with a lot of the Jesus conversation and the church, and you need some of that peace, some of that hope, some of that joy. You need to get into that dance and experience it full on. Maybe you've been a person on the opposite end of the spectrum who have called yourself a Christian, but you know you haven't been very loving. You know that you've mistreated people. Maybe this Advent season, maybe this Christmas season is the season where you choose to be a different kind of person, to create space for people. No one has ever seen God. But if we love each other, God lives in us, and His love is brought to a full expression in us. And God has given us His Spirit as proof that we live in Him and He lives in us. My friends, may you know that you belong. May this season, when we say believe, may you believe that there is more to this life, that the good gift is the gift of presence, the gift of inclusion, the gift of love that goes to extravagant lengths to care for one another. For if we cannot love the people that we do see, how can we possibly love the God that we do not see? May you live not for God's approval, but may you live from God's approval. And may we be the hands and feet that bring hope and love and joy and peace. Amen.